The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
So far, one can only hope. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Tuesday Good Day program. It's August the 12th. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. One wonders whether it takes courage or is it an act of cowardice to commit suicide. 888-302-3684. Was Robin Williams courageous in ending his life? Or was he a coward? Or neither of those two things?
I don't know.
Or both of those things? Most people know now that Robin Williams dead at the age of 63, pronounced dead at his home, won an Oscar for his role in Good Will Hunting, which, if I'm taking the poll, and I already have, at DougSteffen.com, I'm being asked, what was your favorite Robin Williams movie, Jennifer? Good Morning Vietnam, Dead Poets Society, Hook, Mrs. Doubtfire, Good Will Hunting. I chose that one. Which one would you choose?
You know, I loved Good Will Hunting, and I loved Dead Poets Society, so I'd say that'd be really tough for me. On the comedy side, Mrs. Doubtfire was so funny.
Right.
One of my favorite actors, it'd be hard for me to choose.
Right,
I could probably make fast work of Hook. That wasn't one of my favorites.
You didn't like that one?
I liked it, but it wasn't my favorite.
Yeah. All right. So, Kenny, you've been following Twitter. Lots of tweets about Robin Williams. The World, according to GARP actress Glenn Close, said, I am absolutely heartbroken. Robin was a national treasure, a beautiful soul. My deepest sympathy.
He was. He was a unique talent. There was nobody else like him.
Sally Field said, I'm sad for the world of comedy, sad for his family, sad for Robin. He always lit up when he was able to make people laugh, and he made them laugh his whole life.
Isn't it interesting how the people that are the funniest, the people that make us laugh the hardest, are the ones that are also the saddest?
Well, I think that's part of the whole business. That's why I asked the question, is it courage or cowardice taking your own life? What's going on in your life that predicates an act like this? You can sort of see the brooding in Philip Seymour Hoffman. It doesn't have to be somebody who's famous. I was talking, Meredith and I were just talking a few minutes ago about a fellow that I knew very well who was an Englishman, and at the point in his life, I think he was 84, 85, when he knew he was sick and dying, he just committed suicide. His mother did the same thing. Father did the same thing. It's much more acceptable in most other societies than here to commit suicide if you don't want to suffer, if you don't want to put other people through the suffering and the pain, if you know there's no end. And that's why it always so offended me, the attitude that the holier, not me, but the collective we, if you will, or the holier than thous, the people who want to control your life, who got upset with Kevorkian. He broke the law. Okay, why is there a law? What business is it of the state as to whether or not you take your own life? It's your life. It's none of the state's business what you do with your life. As long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, it's nobody's business.
I agree with you on that. I mean, if you're terminally ill, if there's something where you want to go out on your own terms, I mean, I guess I can't fault you. I have a hard time with suicide in general from people that are physically in body healthy, because
but that's their problem.
It is, but I'm just talking about if it were in my own family. Here's what I always, because I'm kind of an empathetic person.
Yes, you are.
I always put myself in the shoes of other people.
It's a good idea.
And it would be very difficult for me if I were a daughter of Robin Williams to say, why did he give up? Why? Mm-hmm. It would be hard for me to come to grips with that.
Yep.
So because why couldn't he stick it out to see his grandkids? Why couldn't he,
It may be a very selfish act. That's part of it.
It'd be very difficult.
That's exactly how I look at it.
You look at it as being selfish? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kenny. What were you extrapolating on that?
No, I was just going to say that's you were asking about whether it was an act of cowardice, and I think it's more selfish where you get so consumed by what's happening to you,
to your body,
what you're feeling, that you don't think about the people who love you, and I can't. I have a wife and kids. I can't imagine doing something like that to them, no matter how bad things got.
Because depression's real. I mean, a lot of people discount it. It's real. It's dark. It's horrible.
Right.
But when you look at someone like Robin Williams, who had a family and who had a lot of people probably that wanted to support him, that's really sad for them.
If you read the statement from his wife, Susan, she on Twitter said, quote, "This morning I lost my husband and my best friend, while the world lost one of its most beloved artists and beautiful human beings. I am utterly heartbroken. On behalf of Robin's family, we're asking for privacy during this profound grief. As he is remembered, it is our hope the focus will not be on Robin's death, but on the countless moments of joy and laughter he gave to millions." So what was going on between him and his wife? What was going on between... There was some rumor about divorce. Did I hear that at some point in time? Or was he divorced? Maybe it was the last.
Hadn't heard that. He'd been married three times.
He's been divorced once or twice before.
Yeah.
But
this
I hadn't
is his
heard
third
it with,
wife.
This, with his current wife.
Yeah. I mean, he was battling substance abuse. There was talk that he had maybe gone back to alcohol.
Right. Yeah. Matter of fact, depression's real.
I mean, sometimes to be funny, I think you have to truly understand your soul and how everybody else thinks to make them laugh. And, you know, he had a lot of that in him. He had a lot of that deep, dark side. As much laughter as he brought to people, you could tell there was tragedy there.
All right, Michael, the interview he did with Australian television explaining why he started drinking after being sober for so long. Play a clip from that, will you?
So you were dry for 20 years.
Yes.
Why did you fall off?
I was in a little town in Alaska. It wasn't the end of the world, but you can see it from there. And it was like all of a sudden I thought, I could drink. It's also that same thought you have if you look off a large building and go, I can fly. And within a week it was like gone, you know. And now, you know, I realize I can't. So that was the gift, you know.
He always sounded like there was something else going on with him. Anyway, passing Robin Williams on a lot of people's minds at DougStephan.com. The story of the four movies that he left behind. Two of them will be released later this year, and then the others next year. Our video of the day today posted the pilot episode of Mork and Mindy. You can see the whole thing in its entirety as we think about what this all is about. It's just about him, about lots of other people, about his family. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I have a story to tell you about a product that I have started using called Omax 3. Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. It has a 100% potency and purity rating. It's 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omega 3, 16 times more of it. You need it for your brain. You need it for your heart. Most people know at this point how important omega-3s are. It's a unique soft gel, provides maximum absorption. It's fresh, no fishy burps. We all know what that's all about. Jennifer listens to plenty of them from me.
Oh,
hopefully,
yes,
you know.
I do.
Yeah. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and promote your heart health. Omax 3 Ultra Pure delivers more than 91% pure omega-3, which is clinically shown to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days. Again, it sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. Perhaps if Robin Williams had been on Omax 3 Ultra Pure, he would not have committed the act that he did. His brain was clouded. You need to have your brain opened up. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. You ready for the number? Everybody write this down. Let's get at it right now, okay? Call the number now, 800-316-7918. Why not get a free 30-day supply of Omax 3 and see for yourself? Go to Doug4OMAX3.com if you'd like. Doug4OMAX3, all one together phrase. Doug4OMAX3.com. The situation is imperative for you, your health, your body. Maybe the easiest thing for you to do is call 800-316-7918 and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Govond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34.
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Govond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Govond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get earf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hands-on wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sport. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Every epic fantasy football draft party needs four things. Wings, TVs, draft beer, and a place that can put it all together. So look to the league favorite Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and sports. This is the anniversary of an incident that occurred to President Reagan this day in 1984. He was preparing for his weekly radio address. Didn't know the microphone was on. And he said, I have signed legislation that will outlaw Russia. We begin bombing in 5 minutes. Obviously, he was jesting. It was a test, like test 1, 2, 3 on the microphone. But the Russians didn't think it was funny.
But he got him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, he did get
They may not think it's funny, actually, now. Yeah, still. Right. Not much has changed.
Putin, Putin is there. He needs to be removed surgically. 21 at the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people recognize Patti LaBelle, who has joined American Horror Story Freak Show. The character is going to be central to the mystery of the season. Her on-screen alter ego is a local townsperson who begins to unravel the murderous secrets of Twisty the Clown Killer. What in the name of heavens is this?
It's your favorite show, isn't it?
Yeah.
American Horror Story.
Twisty the Clown Killer. That's like, I don't know. It's pretty good to me.
It's on FX.
So is it a clown that kills or someone that kills clowns?
The Clown Killer, somebody who kills clowns. It's in 1952.
I'm okay with that.
New season about the last freak show in America.
Patti LaBelle, that's interesting, huh?
Yeah. All right, 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Normally here, we would spend some time, I think we ought to still, with some of the late night comedians trying to be funny. What would Robin Williams have been like as the host of The Tonight Show? Or a show like that? I don't know that he could have pulled it off.
He'd have been fired in a week.
Thank
you. There's no way they'd be able to contain him.
Yeah, right. That's probably the problem. All right. Anyway, here is Conan O'Brien to start things off.
The experiment of legalizing pot is already showing big results for some states. Did you hear the news? Yes. 1 month, only 1 month into legally selling marijuana, Washington State had sold more than $3.8 million worth of weed. Now, if they could just remember where they put the money.
I think it was in a coffee can.
It's all gone. Yeah.
In a new interview, Hillary Clinton criticized President Obama, who's been using the phrase, "don't do stupid stuff," to describe his foreign policy doctrine. She said the phrase lacks depth. But in the White House of Defense, it's a much better slogan than the other one that they were considering. There was bad things. They're not good, so don't do them. Wait, what? Then when there was, if the country starts with the letter R and it's bad. It's like, no, that's too simple, that one, yeah. And finally, there was WWBDDTO. What would Biden do? Do the opposite.
I can see why they didn't go with those ones. And what was the one they have now?
Former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner is planning to open a new farm-to-table restaurant in Queens. So whatever you do, don't ask to see the special. He's probably going to show it to you anyway, so why be complicit in that?
All right, and here's a bit from Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, where Robin Williams did a bit on Shakespeare. Number 1208, Michael.
You think about Shakespeare, you think about a man, basically with the education, second grade education, wrote some of the greatest poetry of all times. I think maybe not. I don't know. Wandering around Stratford after a couple of beers, knocking on doors, going, is this to be or not to be? Kiss my tots.
Yeah. Did you ever do any Shakespeare? You did Waiting for Godot?
I did Waiting for Godot. Yeah. I did Shakespeare. It's exciting to wear tights and have people go, I can't see anything.
You know, there he is.
Someone give him a dagger. Thank you.
such a tragedy. It makes me sad.
It is, and so we'll check in with some of your tweets and some of the, it's the Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. Is it a courageous act, a cowardly act, selfish act for one to commit suicide? Steve Martin said, I couldn't be more stunned by the loss of Robin Williams. Mensch, great talent, acting partner, genuine soul. I think that there are tons of reflections like that. Steve Carell, Robin Williams made the world a bit better. R.I.P. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, did President Obama this week thread the needle in his targeted airlift and air attacks against ISIS in Iraq?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch smuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Did President Obama, who won election in part by running against the Iraq War, thread the needle in his targeted airlift and air assault against ISIS in Iraq?
In this instance, right now, we do need to do something about this humanitarian crisis. You've got 40,000 people up there on this mountaintop. You've got children who are dying of thirst. So military action to protect the humanitarian effort is absolutely correct. But what are you going to do with ISIS in general? And I get very anxious when I hear presidents talking about how it's up to the Iraqi people, the different groups there, to all get along. What do you think the likelihood of that is? And of course, there's always the mission creep possibility here.
I think that you need to take a broader step of how we got to this point now and how do we get out of it. ISIS, of course, they had their origination from the instability in Syria. You have this vacuum that was created by a lack of a coherent foreign policy by the United States. Ron Reagan is exactly right. I don't see how, now that we are flying in, President Obama can say that we're not sending combat troops over there. A pilot shot out of the sky, that's a troop, and they're there. If you bring the United States military back into this, what is your clear objective, and how do you define victory so you can pull them out? I don't see that happening.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GC.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Conversation here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a few minutes. We'll talk about addictive personalities and the health complications that start in the mind but do affect the body. Or is it the body first and then the mind? How does that all work?
It's a vicious cycle.
What's the connective tissue? A lot of people talking about the shock of the death on the minds of a lot of people. Is Robin Williams the personality, but then the act, which is shocking? No, it's shocking here in our country, but not shocking in the rest of the world. And I've asked whether you think it's an act of courage or cowardice, selfishness. Kenny, what are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day about the death of Robin Williams.
Casey says, Robin Williams, you made the world laugh and forget about our problems when you had your own.
Yeah. I think part of the shock of this comes from the fact that he had been on a self-reinventing course. He seemed to be reinventing himself all the time. I think a lot of people who are not satisfied with themselves and their lot in life keep doing that. On the Twitter pages that I've seen, whether they be celebrities or not, mourners are dating themselves with memories of the first time they had noticed him. For some it was Aladdin, others it was Dead Poets Society, some this is Doubtfire. Mork and Mindy certainly is where I would go, and we have that posted, that whole episode, the first episode of Mork and Mindy at the video of the day at DougStephan.com. For those of you who want to find it, go back to it.
It's interesting how his impact, his death was so impactful to every generation. You know, there's people, there are only a very few people, and I think those are the ones that we can probably call icons in this country, that when they pass away, everybody sad about it. Yeah. Everybody feels it. I mean, I remember just yesterday when Paul comes back into my office and he says, Robin Williams just said, and I felt like the breath had been taken out of me. I didn't know the guy. He was no friend or family of mine, but it was like, it was one of those, no, and I said, no, Paul, come on, no, and he's like, yes. You know, and it was one of those moments where it just evokes that emotion because you felt like you knew him because he probably did brighten you up at some point.
So, yeah, go ahead.
I just was going to thank Ken because he had this TV show on last season called The Crazy Ones, which wasn't picked up by CBS. And I usually try to watch the new shows when they first come out in the fall just to see if I like them or not. And, you know, usually I make fast work of them. And I'd watched one episode of The Crazy Ones thinking it was going to be great because he was on it. And I thought, oh, this show, awful. Not interested. And Ken's like, give it another chance. I really liked it. I thought it was good. And you know what? It was probably my favorite show last season as far as comedies go. It was very quirky. The first episode kind of turned me off, but I'm thankful, Ken, because I got to watch that show. So thank you for making me.
How would you describe, use a word to describe Robin Williams. Mine would be exhausting. I found watching him when he was performing like that clip that we had from Johnny Carson, I found him to be hard to follow. Not always funny. Once in a while, he hit a note for me. Anyway, I'm just talking about me. I didn't care. He was always sort of, in a way, playing himself, which I thought was, he was frenetic. I did enjoy, maybe because of the theme of Good Will Hunting, maybe the fact that I knew the real Adrian Cronauer. I thought he was superb in Good Will Hunting. There was something about it, and it was so extraordinarily different for him to do that. He liked, I remember hearing an interview. I never actually had a chance to meet him or talk to him in person. But I remember hearing an interview, the reason he did Good Will Hunting for both Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Remember, when that movie came out, nobody knew who those two kids were.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
right.
knew anything about those two.
That was their beginning.
And somehow or other, he connected with them, liked them, and did the movie for scale because he wanted to encourage them to do what he thought they were doing well. And I mean, think about that for a second, how he recognized the two of them were hard workers and they had a gift and a talent and he wanted to encourage that. So somehow, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Kenny, I think he heard about it and asked to be in the movie. I'm not swearing to that, but I think I remember hearing that at one point in time. So, and then he won an Academy Award for being in it. Because he didn't have to worry. Maybe that's how you do your best work.
Yeah,
when you're
you
not
don't
worried
have any worries.
About
exactly.
performing for, yeah, he was doing it for scale, and these kids were new, and who knows where it was going to go. So you just more relax in it. That's all total speculation. I don't know anything about whether that was the reality or not, but I'm just thinking how most of us are when confronted with those situations. If you don't think anything's at stake, you relax.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes we are at our best when we have a pin in our butt, and sometimes we are not. If we're full of fear, I remember Johnny Carson saying, and Ed always backed this up, pretty much every night he was nervous when he went out on stage. When he opened, that curtain opened, he had butterflies in his belly. And until he scoped out the audience to feel how they were going to react to him, and then he was relaxing for him. And then you could see that after the exchange. Usually, and he credited Ed with relaxing him as well. Ed always made the world okay for Johnny. Johnny was a troubled soul in many ways. And that brings us around to what, I mean, a lot of these people who want to make people laugh are very troubled creatures. And so in this circumstance, Carson recognized that in Robin Williams and maybe vice versa, because he was on there a lot. And they enjoyed each other and people enjoyed seeing them together. It was a different kind of comedy for sure. But one wonders, think about some of the other comedic characters, people who were supposedly funny, who have dispatched themselves early on. Jonathan Winters was committed to an institution because people thought he was crazy. Well, if you spend any time around him, you probably did think he wasn't.
I mean,
what's normal,
genius,
though?
Probably.
Yeah, exactly. People don't understand that kind of genius. People don't understand a lot of things in this country. Anyway, I don't want to overcook it, but I wouldn't be interested in some of the comments you have, Kenny, from our listeners about Robin Williams.
Daniel says, it's crazy how someone you never met can play a big part in your childhood and leave you feeling genuinely sad when they pass away.
It's right. True. Yep. Yeah. Who else?
Sarah says, wow, did no one see the signs, or am I reading too much into this?
Well, I would wonder, that's sort of what I said without saying it when I was talking about his wife and the other things that were freely associated with the people in his life. He was known for changing directions on the fly. He would test audience responses to some of his bits and edit stuff. Very little of what he did, I was told by a couple of people, was ever written. It was just, okay, here we go. And is that part of a manic personality that you can change that quickly, or are you just self-aware? What is it that makes somebody, you know, you rarely see that. Most of the people who do this stand-up stuff have to have it all down on writing, they have to memorize it, they don't react.
Well, you know, do you think you see? I always think comedians, you have to suck in the feelings of your audience to be a successful comedian. Any performer does that.
Right.
And so maybe he was so, and this is all speculation, but maybe he was so busy thinking ahead. And this is a big thing for you, Dougie. I know you are all about the now and about appreciating the now. Maybe his mind was so fast and racing so quickly with always trying to determine what was coming next that. Maybe that's what does you in, sort of.
Mm, yeah. I was looking at some of the other tweets here from actors. Kenny? Nathan Lane said he was very good at playing it cool, excuse me, or quiet in restrained ways. And then I think he was with the, was Nathan Lane, was Robin Williams in the Birdcage? I didn't remember that.
But yeah. Yes, he was.
The essence of what he brought is something that people will remember. What else have you got? Any other comments that you want to share?
Amy has written a long one. I'll give you the gist of it. But if you want to see everything she wrote, go to our Facebook page. She says, until you've lived through or battled severe depression, I think it's completely ridiculous to say suicide is cowardly.
That's right. You may
depression,
feel that way.
She says, depression is something that can never truly be cured, but you learn to survive each day the best you can. Unless you've struggled with true depression, not just a bad week, I think people should refrain from judging.
Well, I think people are going to judge no matter what the circumstance. And Kenny said that he thought it was a selfish act. I asked whether it was courageous or cowardly. You can make up your own mind, and the point of view that you have is respected.
Yeah, I mean, I think I get depression. I believe that it's a real thing, and I know it's a I know it's a struggle.
Yeah.
But I think at the same time, when you make a choice to have children, you have to make a decision. Am I going to be able to stick it out for them? And I think if the answer is even a question, then maybe you need to rethink that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All right. Let's talk with Dr. Ron Hoffman in a moment about the addictive personality, about the things that people go through who get themselves hooked on cocaine and drinking and that sort of stuff, because it is a medical condition. That's up next here on Good Day.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equalizing lender license and offer tickets, NMLS number 3030.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Early this year, the Federal Communications Commission issued a proposal to place government monitors in newsrooms around the country, supposedly to monitor news coverage and study why reporters choose to cover certain stories and not others. The public reaction was fierce and immediate. People across the country looked to through the lens of liberty and realize what a terrible threat to freedom that was. An independent and free press is one of America's first freedoms because the people have a right to know what their government is up to. Americans don't believe in censorship, and even the smallest hint of government control of the free press had to be resisted immediately. That is exactly what happened. The FCC was forced to withdraw the plan. That proves once again the power of public opinion in a democratic republic, that in America, the people still rule.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm American Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid for one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash, plus discounts that only members get, plus 20% off almost the entire store, plus that's for a whole year, plus rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us on the Good Day program for his weekly visitor overviews of news and important things to have in mind when it comes to your health and well-being. His website is not good. It's excellent. drhoffman.com, drhoffman.com. So, Ron, the addictive personality, how often in your practice in New York City do you see people who have health complications because of their addictive personalities?
Yeah, I would say it's up to about 90% because...
Really?
You know, we talk about the classic addictions, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, but... The prime addiction that drives a lot of patients to my practice is addiction to food and, you know, extreme, also this sort of ambivalent behavior. It's really like drug use. It's overeating and then remorse, then a desire to kick the habit, and then, you know, you're on the straight and narrow for a while, and then you relapse and you start using again. And that's I think that's America's most profoundly inculcated addiction is food, that jonesing on food that we all experience.
All right, so let me go one step further with you. When you have someone who's addicted to something, maybe he or she isn't addicted, but they feel like their life has come to an end, there's no purpose to it, you must, on somewhat of a sadly regular basis, encounter people that you've had as patients for a long time who have just tired of life and want to commit suicide. Have you sensed that? What do you do?
Yeah, it's a really tough call for doctors because, you have to talk to people and ask, are you depressed? Many patients will admit they're depressed. And then you have to gauge the depth of that. And, you know, people can be depressed, and, you know, that's very prevalent. But then you have to ask the key question, have you ever thought of doing away with yourself? And some people will take that one step further. They'll say, yes, indeed. And then you ask the question, it's important to ask this question, is do you have specific plans? Have you thought about how you're going to do it? And once they cross that threshold and they say, knife, gun, jumping off a cliff, putting my head in the oven, putting a bag over my head, that's when it's a medical emergency. You have to make a psychiatric referral. And actually, you know, you could be liable for not making that referral. You could be sued for malpractice because if it's discovered that the person shared with you what's called suicidal ideation and planning and implementation plans, you could be sued.
Yeah. You wonder what brings people around to it. The face of dementia and Alzheimer's scares a lot of people. And if they feel like they're going down that road, I've heard of any number of cases where people just say, you know what, I'm not going to put my family through that. I'm not going to go through it myself. Life is over. Let's finish it off and be done with it.
Well, you know, specifically with Robin Williams' case, you know, I thought about it from a medical standpoint. You know, he's gone through some rough patches, both psychologically and physically. He had heart surgery. He was supposed to appear on Broadway, I think it was around 2009 or 2010, and he had to cancel the show because he had to have bypass surgery. That means that you've been placed on a lot of medications. That can make you feel tired and depressed. You know, he's had the problems with drugs, and he went off the drugs. But when you go off drugs that are highly stimulating, you know, you use cocaine and whatnot, you can really hit the skids. And so he might have been in a really profoundly depressed place, feeling, you know, at the end of the line, his life is over because he didn't have the physical vitality that he once enjoyed. And, you know, that may have set the stage for his suicide.
Well, it's a sad reality, but yet it is a reality. And medically, I think that's one way of looking at it. Thank you, Ron. Ron Hoffman, doctor extraordinaire in New York, also has a great radio program on the weekends. Check out his website, drhoffman.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here to unleash the recipe for wealth, meaning of life, all that stuff. Pretty profound, huh? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You didn't know that, Jennifer. Your job was to unleash the recipe for
I'm
wealth.
Unleashing the beast.
Health, yes, I get that. All right, so let's get to Tech Talk time now as Shelley Palmer joins us for the first of a couple of installments of information that hopefully will be helpful to you technologically speaking. Shelley here to talk about a Gmail feature that helps you filter out spam that I actually am using. I didn't know I was, but I found out that I was. So perhaps you get Gmail, you're using it as well. Let's find out how it works in a moment here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. There are some cheerleaders in the parking lot. Why are you girls dancing?
Ready? Okay. 50-cent crayons.
What, what?
$1 fake mechanical pencils.
What, what?
17-cent notebooks.
What, what?
All right, all right. We gotta end this commercial.
End the commercial.
What, what?
Here's the tagline.
Yeah. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. When it applies to stores, staples.com for details.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you have a Gmail address, did you know you can tweak it in a few days to make your life easier and your inbox less cluttered? Gmail lets you add periods anywhere in the front part of your email address or a plus sign with an extra word. ShelleyPalmer@gmail.com registers the same as Shelley.Palmer@gmail.com or ShelleyPalmer+spam@gmail.com. So what difference does this make and why should you care? Gmail's filters. To avoid unnecessary emails from sites you don't care about, sign up with an email address like ShelleyPalmer+spam@gmail.com. Then, in Gmail settings, filter all mail sent to that address to be marked as read and archived or sent straight to your trash. You can also use this feature to make sure you never miss an email from a close friend. Give them a special email address like Shelley.Palmer@gmail.com, then filter those to be marked as high priority. The possibilities are endless, so give it a try. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through September 7th, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and a 2-month payment credit on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
What?
Psst, Mr. Stefan, we're back.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on.
What will it be like when nearly all of the objects people routinely use, everything from hair dryers to vehicles to milk containers, are interconnected to your small little box, iPhone, smartphone? Do you know that's the new world order? I was reading The Internet of All Things. A story, and the initial application of it is things around the house, right? You want to dry your hair? You have to hold a hair dryer up to your head. There'll be a dryer in the mirror, and you stand in front of it and push a button. Or even just speak into the phone, dry my hair, please, and the dryer works. What would life, what will life be like under those circumstances? Embedded devices, identification devices that are connected to you, that learn your habits, that know how you work, how you shop, how you play, how you learn. I think that's pretty ominous stuff, isn't it? When you get right down to it. I saw this article and I was thinking, you know, we don't look that far ahead. There are far deeper insights into what people use, how they use services, private organizations. It just, you know, but think about it, because that's how the world is going to be in the future. Kind of mondo bizarro to contemplate it, but yet that's kind of where we're all going. 59 after the hour on the...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.